Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 10:30 agenda item, and it's budget workshop, fiscal year 2027, assessors. With that, let's get started.
Chairman Holton, Commissioners, good morning. Thanks for having us. In the short window from the last time we were here, we met with Director Danner on the requested wage changes, so I can officially 100% say that she is aware of them. And this will have to go through a resolution process for it to be final approved before the budget hearing. I wanted to take a quick minute. We hijacked her presentation that she put together on before we kicked off this budget presentation with all the county wage years of employment plus their pay. I'd like to highlight on the screen the 2995 with 20 years at.
It's not up on the screen yet.
It's on my screen, sorry.
It's on your screen, man.
Oh.
That's power supply.
Sorry. There we go. So this was originally Director Danner's. I think it's a great illustration of where wages are at in the county. We went through, and to the best of our ability, we identified our positions. This is our reappraisal budget. One of the positions within our document here, specifically that really needs addressed, is 295 or 2995. It's the salmon colored one with 20 years on this grade 11. This position should have been advanced through time. I don't know how I've, through my time as assessor, I believe it probably should have been addressed long ago. That one we would like to change, promote from a customer service specialist to an admin analyst. This is PCN 653. This individual is very vital to our organization. If something happened to them and they moved on, it would hamper our abilities for quite some time. They handle all the transfers of the mobile homes within the reappraisal side. They work well with the community that comes in and collect all the information and send the titles down to the DMV to have them processed. Also, they load all of our building permits electronically. They've helped the office become much more efficient in that aspect. That's one of them I'd like to highlight. Okay. We also have PCN 643, which this person is new to our office, and they're very efficient. They produce high volumes in our office, and we would like to reflect that in a wage change promotion, essentially. Also, 583, this person is also nearing, I don't want to label it as a, will be at budget time, they'll be closer to a year in position. They're leading their department, making a lot of necessary changes for us. They're helping the culture within our office, within their division, partnering with other department leaders to help communication improve throughout the office, and so that's one of the adjustments as well. We have two Plat Tech positions that have been in their off, in their positions for quite some time now, and they are working very independently. So we would like those. That's PCN 001 and PCN 649. We got to talking yesterday with Director Danner, and I thought PCN 001 might be the assessor. She thought it might have been a commissioner.
Probably.
But they've been changed throughout. The job title's probably been changed several times throughout history. This is going through that top document that we submitted to you. And then PCN 540 and 653, those are currently certified appraiser trainees, and they will, around the start of the budget time, have all the requirements to become certified appraisers at that point in time. So we would like to budget for that transition at that point in time. So that's our reappraisal budget, which is tied to the information on the screen. So I was just going to walk through these. We got most of the positions in our reappraisal colored on here. We've got a few new people that have moved around a little bit, so we're not sure exactly where they are. You'll see most of our positions. We're below midpoint. And if you look, here's 19, 21, 26, 29 years with the county, and we're still not above midpoint in their positions. So you'll notice through here there's a common theme. As the note says, 3150 and 3743, they are receiving specialty pay because they're a couple of our commercial appraisers. They would be below midpoint. They would be yellow instead of green if they weren't receiving that specialty pay. Continuing to our grade 15s, a lot of them are still below midpoint. Just illustrative of where we're at. We're by no means. Our grade 17 person has only been in the position for
8 months.
So there's kind of a reason why that person's in the yellow at this point in time. As right. they gain yeah. some experience, they'll probably move up on that. So with the recommended changes, we're helping to change some of these positions, and then also reflect when people are gaining more job knowledge and becoming more efficient in their positions.
Sure.
And then the rest of the employees that weren't addressed in this document, the reappraisal, we're happy to be included in the 3.5, 2.5, 1%, if that's what happens.
Right. Yep. Under the rules that we have set up for that.
Yep.
Has Kyle received this information yet?
He received the only change in this document from last week is we removed one of our newer appraisers that just transferred from okay. trainee to a certified appraiser. We dropped that line out.
Well, thanks for meeting with HR. It's very, very beneficial for us in our defense as commissioners going down into point decisions. It gives us a higher level of competency and knowing how we're being fair with all the other employees, and so. It's an important thing to do. Thank you for doing that.
Any other questions on wages on reappraisal?
I've gone through that. No, I don't. Does anyone else?
Not at this time, Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Then you also have a motor vehicle budget. We also color-coded our employees on Director Danner's deal here. There's a couple missing, but for the most part, we believe we've identified our people. Same, the green is primarily our people that have been here for a while in their positions. Nobody shows up in a 12 currently. We have a couple 13s. I really think they should be 14s. And then we have our leader at 26 years.
A little longer than that. But who's counting? Yeah.
She's our sole grade 15 employee. Does a great job for us. So if our 13s were moved to 14s in the future, and then some of these 11s were moved to grade 12, you know, we're going to work towards this in the future. I think that hierarchy would probably better address where we're at. So we have, in our request in the motor vehicle budget, we have 15 positions that we would like to have adjusted. We're also working with Director Danner on redescribing the customer service specialist positions and the motor vehicle specialist positions. So what we're requesting this year is that we would, if these employees continue to improve, we would like to have the budget capacity to adjust their wages. A lot of them are getting to the, or most of them are getting to the point where they can serve customers walking in for the easier, more reoccurring, more routine type transactions with less guidance. These positions are very challenging in nature. There's a lot of it that I don't even explicitly understand. So there's five PCNs there. They would basically move to the midpoint of that that grade if once they're able to meet the metrics that we got going on. And then there's five there, so I think there's 10 below here on the next group. And same thing, they're going from the prior group with the more routine transactions. This group can handle pretty much all transactions with little assistance or guidance from the management team. So, oh yeah, and some folks in this group are also renewing driver's license as well. So that's a benefit that our office is trying to help reduce the wait time for people to work on driver's licenses as well. And it helps bring some revenue to our office instead of people not being able to get an appointment and then they go somewhere else. So we're at least trying to keep that revenue here in Canyon County.
Okay.
As it comes to the B budget is pretty slim. Out at the DMV, we're 90% roughly is our staff, is our budget out there. We have a great team. So I'd like to make some wage adjustments so we can hopefully retain them.
Questions?
I don't have any at this time, Chairman.
Okay. So I understand it theoretically under these requests, they would not benefit with the different tiers of increases.
Right. Sorry. Yeah.
They'd be outside of that.
Yeah. And then the other nine positions would be under the umbrella of the three and a half, two and a half, one, or whatever that.
Okay. comments, questions?
Thank you for the information.
I'll hold off, Mr. Chairman, for now.
You'll what? You'll hold up?
I'll hold my question for now.
All right.
Chairman, I move that we take this information under advisement as presented.
Okay, Kyle, do you have any questions before we?
Commissioners, we do not have any additional questions.
Anything else?
Commissioners, if you do not have questions, we're glad to end this session.
Yeah. So again, we have far more asked than we have budget capital to distribute. So there will be some choices that will need to be made in the future. And currently we foresee that as your budget, as well as several others, we will have we'll have you all in the room at the same time, and we'll start working through it. So I think that's fair to do in transparency to the rest of the county. So that's our thoughts at the moment, and we'll go through and study this and see where HR is on that, and that's where we're at today.
Just as a reminder, we did, we were requesting three additional people, and we did eliminate one appraiser.
Yeah, I saw that there's just two positions now instead of three.
Okay, yeah, perfect. And fiscal year 28, we will be adding that back as a request.
You'll be adding it back in, okay.
Yeah, our appraisal load is
getting only bigger.
You guys have seen the spider chart of the lots that we've grown in the last 3-4 years.
Yeah. Josh Van Beek, you did make a motion?
I did.
Okay. Discussion?
I'll second.
Okay. All right. Motion's been made and seconded to take this under advisement and bring it forward to another workshop. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. There's nothing else. Was there an adjournment in that motion? I don't remember.
There will be now. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right. Motion carries unanimous. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.